I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the final strongholds of ISIS were cleared out in Syria and Iraq, thousands of trained ISIS militants had to go somewhere. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it appears they now have a presence in Iran. Last month, three Revolutionary Guards were killed in a conflict with ISIS and a large weapons stash was discovered. But Iran's not the only country facing this threat, especially as some ISIS fighters are going back home. Ask God to give the global church diligence in sharing the hope of the gospel in the face of uncertainty. And did you know that today is World Radio Day? Well, radio still has a powerful presence in the world, and Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby says it's a versatile tool allowing information to go all over the world. And TWR is able to cross borders with the gospel in 190 countries and 235 languages. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.